This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in March of this year. We're talking about no other than CLS Holdings USA. And I'll tell you what, if you're looking for a great marijuana / healthcare retail company, you better take a look at the stock. I brought you a lot of great companies over the years, and you'd be getting on the ground floor on this one for 19 to 20 cents a share. Market cap under $23 million. If you want to know more about them, look them up. They're on the OTCQB, ticker symbol CLSH. With us today is the COO and president of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Andrew Glasshow. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Hope you had a nice weekend.
I did. You know, I want to get right into things because I tell you what, and I meant every word I said, one of the most undervalued retail marijuana plays out there. That being said, tell us about your new products. How's that going? And plus the revenue stream that you guys are creating over there.
Yeah. So I think on the last show, I had discussed some of our recent product rollout. And we just were kind of scratching the surface and getting some traction. Well, the month that we just concluded, March of this calendar year, we had a record month over at City Trees. It was the biggest month that we had ever had. And what I'm most excited about, besides the fact that our new products are driving this, and the sell-through of our new products is as high as they've ever been, and the reorders that we're starting to see are very strong as well. We entered this month of April with a backlog. So normally when we start out the month, we have limited visibility on revenue. This month, and it looks like months going forward, I believe that we're going to have much more visibility. And we started the month with several hundred thousand dollars of orders. And we see that growing and expanding throughout the month. So we are really pleased with the operating results of the division, as well as the reception that we've received with the new products that we rolled out in the last couple of months.
Yeah, your run rate over there looks like it's going to be at least $2 million going forward. Last year before that, you guys were doing about, I don't know, $900,000. And then the year before that, around $587,000, that being equally quarterly-wise. On this quarter, I want to change gears here just for a second. Let's talk about Vegas. You know, I was just up there over the weekend, and when everything came crashing down, I actually took pictures of casinos locked up. I mean, closed. They say that nothing closes down in Las Vegas. That's not true. Over the pandemic, there were literally casinos that had lock and key and chains on the door. Now tourists are starting coming back. I was up there, like I said, over the weekend. Things are happening in there. What's that going to do for your business?
That's a great question, Everett. So you are 100% correct, and we all lived through the Vegas shutdown. So we essentially went from roughly 40, 45 million visitors a year that come to Nevada, specifically Las Vegas,
right,
to zero. And that now is starting to ramp up, and that we think that will have a positive effect on our business, not necessarily because of the tourist aspect of it, because our business is always around 5 to 10, maybe as much as 15% tourist related. But the vast majority has always been locals. But now those locals that have been out of work for an extended period of time in the casinos and the entertainment venues and all the great things that make Vegas, Vegas, they're all starting to go back to work. So now our customers are going to have more money, more disposable income, as well as we should start to see a little bit of lift in the tourist business. But when you go from zero tourists, essentially, ramping back up to 15, 20, 50 million tourists, I believe, is what you'll get in calendar year 2022. I think, you know, we'll be, quote unquote, back to normal, and the big conventions will be back. That can only help our business, and we're in a much better position to be able to handle that influx of traffic than we were perhaps a year or a year and a half ago, which is exciting. It also is a big opportunity for us to continue to build our wholesale brand known as City Trees, which again is in about 70% of the market. As those other dispensaries see their revenues rise, we believe that it should rise, or we should have rising revenues in our City Trees division, which I alluded to before, new products, new packaging, all kinds of exciting stuff.
Now, Andrew, I don't know if you heard this, but it looks like legislation is going to get passed this week. It's going to come to fruition for New York City. That being said, what does legalization in other large states mean to you?
It just means, from where we sit, it validates cannabis as a mainstream product and a product that can be used by many, many people for many, many reasons, and the stigma continues to be removed from cannabis as we know it. And that's critically important. It's also critically important when you start to have these large states be able to develop a recreational or a retail marketplace for themselves. It's good for us in a tourist community like Vegas, because now you have more and more and more people that have the opportunity in their home states to be able to participate and consume cannabis in a legal, regulated, safe environment. That's a big win. And states like New Mexico have recently, signed up or have recently enacted legalization. That's awesome as well. And all this is just good for not only cannabis in a macro sense, but cannabis in a micro sense, i.e. Nevada. It's very good for us, particularly, again, given the fact that tourism is ramping up and viva Las Vegas.
Before I let you go, I want to talk about future growth and additional dispensaries. Where are we at in that process, and where do you see the company going here in the next two or three quarters?
Yeah, I think that we'll be able to announce here this month a expansion into another state with our City Trees brand. We're working very hard on that. As far as dispensaries go in Nevada, we are talking to a couple of folks that would like to get together with us. And if, in fact, it makes sense, we absolutely will do so. And I think that what is exciting for us is, over the last, although we are small, we have been growing a management team that is capable of, doing substantially more than what they're doing, because we anticipated that there might be some opportunities for us to grow. And we thought getting ahead of this with some good folks, implementing our processes and procedures, we thought that was that would make a big difference as we grow. And quite frankly, I believe now, we're looking at April 4th or 5th, whatever the date is today. I believe now we have the best team that we've had in place at the company ever. We've got some really awesome, hardworking men and women in Las Vegas that are doing terrific work.
Andrew, I'm going to give you the last words. We've got about 40 seconds left. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I think that although we are small, what I want people to realize, or at least I hope understand, is that we have taken this business and we have grown it substantially, 2.5, 3x over the last 2.5 years. We think that we have a substantial amount of room to grow. As I've said previously, this business could do $45+ million in revenue without any additional CapEx. And we're only about halfway or a little bit more than halfway there. So the room for us just in the existing footprint, there's a lot of upside. And hopefully we will continue to execute and continue to service our customers with really good product. And we will be able to show shareholders today and in the future that we're capable of growing, running, and operating a compliant cannabis asset.
Well, Andrew won't say it, but I'll say it. I say we're in the second inning of a 13-inning ball game, and you're getting on the ground floor of one of the most explosive cannabis retail companies there are, grossly, and I say this twice, grossly undervalued, with a market cap of under $23 million, with a run rate revenue of over already $20 million in revenue. Stock price trading under 20 cents. This won't be down here very long. But that's my personal opinion. Everybody should do their own due diligence. Andrew, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. Anytime you want to come on the show, just let me know.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.